I want to have a private chef. I want to have my better relationship with my kids. Whatever it is, all throughout the day, you should have this book with you always, because it forces you to think of things that you want. It forces you to dream. It forces you to think of things you want instead of things you don't want. It makes you feel better. And write them down, write them down, write them down. Then every once in a while, grab that whole list and rewrite it. Clean it up, if you will, because some of those dreams that you had, maybe you don't want anymore. By writing it down in pen, don't use a computer, magic happens. Something magical happens when you take a thought and with your pen write it down. There's a reason why writing is much more powerful than typing into a computer, by the way, without getting into all the details. When you type, your body, your fingers actually have only 8 movements, so they create 8 neural pathways between the physiology into the brain. So you think a thought, you type it, but now you're taking that thought and only using 8 movements to get it into the computer. But when you physically write, no matter what language you're in, whether it's English or German or French or Russian or Chinese, whatever it is, Arabic, it doesn't make a difference. When you physically write something down on paper, you're actually feeling the thought, because the hand is actually moving. There's over 10,000 various movements. So you start creating over 10,000 neural pathways in the brain, new neural pathways. So by writing things down, it's much more effective. Today, we all, the richest people, always write. We don't type things into the computer. The guys who work for us all type things into the computer. The people who have the top positions, write. So writing dreams down by hand is really key and important. So have a dream book, or it's a dream list where you write things down. And then every once in a while, play with it, enjoy it. Say, I'm going to go through my dream book and clean it up and rewrite it, because that re-energizes this. Next, so that's written, that's handwritten. And then next you can have what's called a dream board. And a dream board is something that you can have in your office, in your house. And this is where you put pictures of things that you potentially want. These aren't crazy desires necessarily. I want it, I want it, I want it, although it could be. But it can be anything that you potentially want. Pictures of an island because you want to travel to the Caribbean. Pictures of a yacht because maybe you want a boat. Pictures of a different house. Pictures of a fur, jewelry, cars. Maybe pictures of happy families. And you create this with your hands. You do it yourself. You cut pictures out. Or you draw pictures. And if you can take out pictures of yourself and put yourself in those pictures, like you and your family in front of the car, add yourself into the picture, this whole process of creating with your hands makes the reality, because it forces you to think about these things that you want. Remember, you get what you think about most of the time. Does that make sense? You get what you think about most of the time. So what we're trying to do here is get you to think about what you want most of the time and feel good about it when you think of it. So the technique is really, think about what you want with power and intensity and feel good. When you look at the technique, what does it break down to? Think about what you want and feel good about it when you think of it. Because if you're feeling good about it when you think of it, that means you believe it will happen. If you feel bad, that means you don't believe. That means your dream is too big. It's not in the sweet spot, or that means you still have to work on your belief by doing the various things that we talked about. Does this make sense? That means your ball of negative energy is way too big. So another technique, so basically think of various ways that you can do things that will force you to think about what you want most of the time. Some people think, well, I'm going to put my key dream, a picture of it, on my car visor. So when I'm driving to work for an hour, I'm staring at it. Perfect. I put it on my mirror in the bathroom. So when I'm shaving, I'm getting ready in the morning, I'm looking at it. Perfect. I put it on the ceiling in my bedroom. So when I'm in bed, right before I go to bed, I look up and I see it and I'm reminded to think about it. Perfect. I make a habit of going through my dream book a couple times a day. Perfect. I put a card in my jacket pocket, or I carry it with me and I have it laminated because I want to remember that it's always there. I put it on my keychain so that I'm always reminded about what I want, so that I'm thinking about it. And when you think about it and feel good about it, you are putting out a vibration into the universe, and the law of attraction will make it come in. As long as you don't worry about the time frame and just feel good about it, it will happen. Here's the other thing, and again, I want to emphasize this. If you're thinking about one particular thing, remember, oh, I want this new watch. You have a feeling attached to getting this new watch. It's a specific feeling. So when you're putting out that vibration is for the new watch, but also the feeling for that new watch is also being put out into the universe. So the universe will not only bring into you the new watch, but it's going to bring into you circumstances and events and people that will give you the same or similar feeling that you're vibrating. So when you're putting out things that make you feel great, you're getting good vibrations and good situations back. Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. So the two basic things is you must look at what you want as often as possible. You get what you think about most of the time. It must be in the sweet spot, and you know that because you will feel good. Does that make sense? And if you want to focus on one thing all day, it's feel good now. And anytime you don't feel good, that just means that you're not thinking about the right thing. And the technique that you can do is a Callahan technique to feel better, or do the appreciation technique. What can I feel horrible. I just got this bad news, and I have no idea why it's going to be good, and I can't even make myself feel better about it, so I don't want to think about that. Let me think about something else. What can I feel good about? What can I feel good about? Well, what do I feel lucky about in my life? You will find something, even if it takes a little bit of time. And that starts then transmitting a new frequency, which will attract like-minded, good-feeling thoughts, and you can turn yourself around. Initially, you're going to be at the conscious competence level at doing this, but after a short period of time, you're going to get to the unconscious competence level of doing this. And this, it just happens. This is why when I deal with people, we're sitting around laughing and joking. It goes, hey, how things going now? My friend is, we're telling stories and we're laughing. We're having dinner, we're laughing. Guy's a billionaire from Malaysia. And we're just laughing and laughing and laughing. And then I go, so what's going on in your businesses in China? He goes, oh, disaster. Terrible. It's all crumbling. And he's laughing. I go, don't seem like you're worried about it. He goes, oh, it's terrible. It's the worst I've ever seen. I have no idea how things are going to turn around. He says, but I don't know. It'll all work out. It always does. So maybe I have to live in tents for a while. I don't know. But that's the difference. See, we do it automatically. The situation doesn't make us feel bad. And we know that there's some reason that we created it. We created this. And somebody says, well, how could you create that disaster when you're feeling so good all the time? And here's the reason. Because sometimes you need to clean things up before you can build a new structure. Sometimes you have to destroy things. Sometimes things have to be destroyed before there's a new structure. So I don't know, you don't know how the grand scheme of things, if you're putting out into the universe a vibration, I want a new house, I want a big house, I want a big house, I want a big house. Then all of a sudden, your house catches on fire, seems like a disaster. Believe me, the universe is working it and setting it up so that you're getting that big house. And the first step in that is to create this fire. You have no idea the intricacies and the variables that are being put in play. So you don't really have to worry about it. That makes sense? Good. All right. Have a good night. We have a lot more to cover tomorrow, mostly on money. and we're going to clean up a bunch of things. For those listening to the CD, this is the end of CD, and continue with the next CD. And for those here, we'll see you tomorrow.